When someone asks you a question that's miles off the wall, like happened 2 weeks ago, one of the members of our church was talking to me and he said, let me ask you this question. He said, do you think in order to be saved, he said, do you think you have to believe that Jesus came from God? I thought, wow, that's an amazing question from a guy whose father was a minister and whose grandfather was a minister and has grown up in it all of his life. I looked at him and I said, well, what do you think today? Because I know that's not how he grew up. This guy grew up in the Taliban wing of our movement. I know he did. I know how he grew up. You open your mouth and they ram it down and they hold it while you chew it like spinach. And then you swallow it, but it'll give you superpowers if you swallow it. And he got older and he thought to himself, I'm not sure if I even believe this. I'm not sure if I even know who Jesus is. When he asked me that question, it was an amazing indication of trust. That sounds like rebellion. Well, maybe to those who have an untrained ear, that sounds like rebellion. But to Jesus, that sounds like trust. You mean in that heritage, you would even risk asking that question? It's a great indication of trust.